Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Here's the stretch and the 2-1. Fly ball, deep left center. This ball's got a chance. Gone. Kyle Tucker with a home run.
I've been waiting for Kyle Tucker to do his things, but it kind of came like it was starting to build yesterday. Had a couple of nice hits, good contact, and then today... bam.
Oof.
This is what you need. Like, you need him.
Yeah, you do. Pat Hughes on the score. Kyle Tucker with a home run off of Robert Gasser in the seventh inning. It was massive. They were all big. Every single inch of runs that were scored last night were big and necessary. That happened to have made it 5-0. You also heard the voice of Elise Menaker of the Marquee Sports Network. As we welcome you back into Raheemy Harris and Grody, we have Gabe Ramirez in today for Marshall Harris and for Layla Raheemy.
Am I also of the Marquee Sports Network?
Are you of the Marquee Sports Network?
I have a TV show on there.
Oh,
I feel like I should
oh
be.
Oh, God, that's right. I get you mixed up because you cross a lot of paths with TV stations in this town, man.
I got a lot of checks.
Marquee, CHSN.
Don't count them, though.
Joining us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, let's get Elise Menaker into the conversation. CircaLasVegas.com. It feels like, Elise, that our guy Gabe right now needs a little bit of confirmation that he is indeed
she's for real.
A big part
she's
of the Marquee Sports Network.
Elise is for real a part of the Marquee Sports Network.
I've known Gabe for a long time.
Yeah.
I used to work with my sister, so yeah, we go way back.
Elise and I are real friends.
You guys... You guys are legit. Elise is going to be in Milwaukee tomorrow for Game 5, Cubs and Brewers. Our pregame show starts at 6:30 right here on The Score. The first pitch at 7:08 to be made by fill in the blank, Elise Menaker. What have you heard?
No, right?
What do you think? We just did 10 minutes on who it could be, this is the fun part of it all, but it is a hugely important question, obviously, going into the elimination game for both teams tomorrow. Or do you call it the move-on game?
It's the question, and that will, I think, actually for both teams, it seems to be the question and who will start. I haven't heard anything. I don't have any inside scoop or know the direction that they're leaning in. It obviously lines up for Shota, and we know that he has struggled a little bit recently. He did do well when they had an opener, which was back in the wild card series.
Kittredge.
And so perhaps, perhaps that is another option. Sometimes the opener also depends on what they like with matchups, so it doesn't mean it always has to be Kittredge. I mean, I think you guys have seen that you could do. Drew Pomeranz has done it a couple times. I know that they also like Kittredge in that spot because he's really good at bouncing around just to different spots wherever you want to pitch him. And, also credit to the bullpen because we highlighted it last night in postgame too, and I talked about it, but just the way these guys are able – to pitch whenever called upon, wherever in the game, matchup based, trying to set them up for success. And they've really bought into that. So, we'll see. But perhaps it's the opener route with Shota and go from there.
You know,
all hands on deck.
We spent the majority of the show really trying to wrap our brains around this Cubs team and, what they've meant to the city throughout the course of the season. You've been there firsthand. When you look at this squad, both offensively and pitching as well, how would you describe this team and what they've been able to endure throughout the season?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was definitely highlighted by the offense, especially in the first half and what you saw guys do, particularly Pete Crow Armstrong, Kyle Tucker, Seiya Suzuki. And then I think when some of that kind of leveled off or went away in the second half, that's kind of when it became like, man, where did that go? Or why aren't guys performing at the level they were before? Were they overperforming in the first half, or which one are they? And I think this is a really good offense. I think the ups and downs we see are normal. It's a normal part of the season. Kyle Tucker has had injuries. Seiya Suzuki, man, has it been so fun to see him get comfortable and be confident. Pete Crow Armstrong, I think, is 23 years old and still just going through the ups and downs of what every young player does. And I think even maybe a little bit more because a lot of eyeballs on him. He's an extremely fun player to watch. Electric, one of the most electric in the game. And so I think with that also just comes learning how to deal with that. You know, you go to the All-Star game, you get all this attention. I think he's made for it. He's made for the spotlight. But I think also you're just seeing a player handle everything for the first time. So I think it's highlighted by them. I've said throughout the postseason, I really think that Dansby's like the anchor. He's the guy in this postseason who has experience. He's a calming guy in these situations, having been there, done that. And just when you see him with the ease that he makes it appear, at least, make some of these plays, you kind of fall back on him. So perhaps, Gabe, then that leads to the next part of this team, which is the defense. You know, this pitching staff is not always going to be strikeouts. Majority of the guys are going to pitch to contact, throw a lot of strikes, which means they're going to keep this defense active as well. So I think it's just an all-around, when playing right, they can do a lot of different things well. So whether it's defense, you go back to the offense, it's hit, run, do little things, and there is slug. There's definitely slug in this team as well. And I think you got to give credit to the pitching staff who the rotation, losing Justin Steele right away, Matthew Boyd stepping up big, being an all-star, the way Shota coming back from injury, you know, has dealt with things and has been a key part of the rotation as well. And just how bullpen guys have stepped up, and it's been an all-around effort.
I loved Elise last night, and we came in hearing the Kyle Tucker home run. We heard you talking to Kyle Tucker. I love that he hit that homer last night because you kind of you
said so fun,
right? And you said it, Elise. It was like it's been this perfect buildup for him. You know, you see, it's been slow. You know, the improvement, but you see him start to get some singles, and then he hits the bomb last night.
Yeah, and I think my favorite part was just when he put his hand in the air and it's like he's smiling in the dugout, and you just saw this guy that you've missed. You want him. You love him out there. You love watching him play. Kyle Tucker is just this guy who, the way he handles everything, just with such calm and ease. Honestly, like, I remember when he first came to the Cubs, I'm like, man, this is admirable. Like, I wish I could half the time be like as calm as you and handle stuff like you, because it's really, you know, what makes him him. And so I think that's also another person. And you know, when we talk about, like when Gabe was bringing up the offense, he was a big part of it in that first half. I think we saw an immediate impact in how he affected this entire lineup. So if he comes alive and even just starts doing things like that, because if there's one thing you can count on him for, it's a good at bat. And if he gets a hit, great. He can also walk. You know, he gets on base. He finds ways to get on base. And so you do want the slug in there from him. You do want, you know, the hits. But I give him credit for working through down parts of the season that he really hadn't had to deal with previously in his career, and the attitude and the way he approaches and how he just wants to win and be a part of this team has never changed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, he's someone that you have to depend on, right? You brought him in for a reason to make an impact on this squad, especially in the playoffs. Elise, the guy who's made an equally as big of an impact is Craig Counsell. And I want you to talk about, you know, the faith and trust that these guys have in him. You saw him make some critical moves this playoffs, but he's going to have to, you know, they're going to be depending on him, not just the players, but the fan base, management, on Craig Counsell to push the right buttons. You know, how much faith do you think this team has in him, and what does that look like for this squad?
Yeah, I think even just from the moment that Craig came over, you felt that trust in, you know, the Cubs organization having confidence that they wanted him to be the guy, and then that bleeding over into what you kind of watched from afar, what were his strengths and what he could then bring to the Cubs. I think first and foremost, it was how he manages pitching. So that's why, like, when you see the games that we're seeing now with this staff, that Craig Counsell, like, created that. You know, he's telling these guys that you're out-getters. I remember even before the postseason, when we would ask, like, who's starting? Are you going to have an opener? Like Bruce would always ask. And I really actually liked Counsell's answer when he was like, call him whatever you want. Like, if you want to call an opener, call him an opener. Great. Like, these guys are here to get outs, meaning labels in the postseason are going out the window. Like, it is truly, we're going to need guys in situations that we don't ordinarily need them in. And that is why he's essentially, like, trained them to buy in, and they have bought in to the idea that, you know, they are just there to get whatever outs they are called upon to get. That's part of the trust that you see in Craig Counsell. Trust in, you know, I think the way, you know, his personality, so calm, consistent. I really like that about him. You know exactly who you're going to get every day. I think that is what players like and trust about him. Pete Crow Armstrong made the comment at the beginning of the postseason, like, you know, this is the guy that you want. There's no one better in games like this, because one, he's been in them. He's been in game sevens. He's won. So there's this automatic, just like, you've been there and done that. So, and then you add to that, like, everything that he has done in his playing career, managerial career, you start to see why he was so successful in all those aspects. And I think a big part of it is because he does have that mindset, that heart, that slow heartbeat, you know, all those intangibles that you talk about with winners. So it kind of, he doesn't even need to try. He just, by going about being who he is, you kind of just believe in that.
It's going to be really interesting to see how Craig Counsell manages tonight in terms of his patience. You know, like, if it is Shota Imanaga starting, and he allows runners on first and second with less than two outs, is he at that point pulling him? How itchy do you think he is going to be tomorrow night, Elise? And will there be some things that maybe he's tolerated so far in the postseason that he will not tomorrow?
I think it's all hands on deck. Yeah, I mean, you know, that the thing with this Brewers lineup is they put pressure on you. They can speed up the game on you. So the games that the Cubs have won, one, they've done a good job of scoring. And two, you know, their defense, they've looked solid. They've done the fundamentals. There were some miscues in the other games that were uncharacteristic for the Cubs. When you would see the Nico player, the pop-up, Nico's been so good all season long. Like, to me, like, things like that sometimes just happen. And I do think it's like, that's kind of what the Brewers do, right? Like, there's going to be runners on. They're going to make things happen. They're going to put the ball in play. They're going to have good at-bats. They grind out at-bats, and they do the fundamentals well in the field. Like, they play good baseball. That's why they have the best record in the game. So, yeah, I mean, because of that, and because they've been facing elimination now for two games in a row, and this being their third, and they dealt with it in the wild card, I think you see that, like, hopefully you can get what you need, which doesn't need to be a lot from your starter, to set up the rest of the way with the bullpen and the matchups that you want.
All right, at least,
when you hear all hands on deck, it really is, you know, you just got to win, whatever it takes to win.
And it's going to have to be all hands on deck tomorrow, at least. So last question I got for you, you know, fill in the blank. The Cubs win tomorrow if?
If they continue, one, hit the way they've been hitting, and two, keeping the game slow, Don't let it speed up on you when the Brewers put pressure going back to their ballpark. So just keep playing your game.
Elise, thank you so much. Have fun in Milwaukee. And my God, it would be fun.
You hope
the Cubs.
It's fun.
Yeah, it would be really fun if the Cubs advanced.
I hope it's fun.
Oh, man, isn't it crazy, these elimination games? How it just, you don't even know. You go into it, it's either
tense.
Season over or you're moving on.
It's a lot of fun. Thank you so much, Elise. We appreciate
you. Thank you, guys.
Yep,
thank you.
Yep, absolutely. That is Elise Menaker, host, reporter, and analyst for the Marquee Sports Network, where Gabe Ramirez also works.
Inside the Fire, check it out. And also the sister of Shobin Shelley, which I think is really cool. Not a lot of people know that. Shobin Shelley, an icon in the city, you know, FM radio. And to think that, you know, her sister, Elise Menaker, is out here doing the equivalent, it's really cool.
Wait, what?
You didn't know that?
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't? Well, that's what she was saying. I used to work. I did mornings with Shobin Shelley on
B96. Oh, God. That flew right over my head.
Yeah, Shobin Shelley and I worked together for like 15 years.
Oh, no, I know
years.
That. I didn't realize they were sisters.
Yeah, Michelle Menaker and Elise Menaker.
What?
Yeah, shout out Shobin Shelley forever.
Mind blown. Yes. Wow, that is cool. That is.
Hopefully there's other people in the car that feel the exact same way.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I did not know that. That is great. That's what you get from a Gabe Ramirez. I appreciate that. You're welcome. We have one more segment left. I am told that we have a handful of meatball machine messages that we must listen to.
Meatball machine.
So we will do that and a little bit more as well. We have yet to recognize one of our fallen sports heroes, is what I will just say about her. It's all coming up. Raheemy Harris and Grody Show with Gabe Ramirez on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.